to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's his 11th trip to the region since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, 2023. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel in hopes of reviving ceasefire talks following the killing of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. 2 weeks out from Election Day, Kamala Harris barnstorming with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump in North Carolina.
At his rally in Greenville, Trump promising mass deportations, vowing to invoke an 18th century law that allows officials to detain people from other countries that the U.S. is at war with. It was last used to justify Japanese internment during World War II.
Think of that. 1798. That's when we had real politicians that said we're not going to play games. We have to go back to 1798.
A day after the New York Liberty won its first WNBA championship, the Players Union announced it's opting out of its collective bargaining agreement to demand higher pay. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He is being treated while in jail in New York, facing retrial on rape and sex assault charges. China ramping up military exercises not far from Taiwan.
The exercises held off the coast of its southern Fujian province, which faces Taiwan. It comes just a week after a massive air and sea drill it called punishment for Taiwan's president rejecting Beijing's claims of sovereignty. Ships were alerted to avoid the area during this latest live fire exercise. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
South Korea today warning it may start sending weapons to Ukraine. That after North Korea allegedly started sending troops to Russia to help with the war. Both Russia and North Korea are denying that. The son of Hugh Hefner apparently wants Playboy back. Cooper Hefner reportedly willing to spend about $100 million to buy it, the brand, from its current owners. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year.
I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st, at 7 p.m. through to 9:40 p.m., the Northwoods Players invite you out to the Phillips High School to attend their fall play, Pride and Prejudice. This romantic comedy is full of laughs and is appropriate for all ages. The nonstop wit and interesting characters make for an enjoyable evening. Come and support your local theater. Once again, this is happening Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m. at the Phillips High School, and will also be happening Saturday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. But before that, on Wednesday, October 30th at 5 p.m., Ridge Runners in Butternut is having their Oktoberfest dinner event. There will be a four-course specialty menu with German wines and beer available. The bar is opening at 4 p.m. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut, died unexpectedly at his home on Tuesday, October 15th. He is survived by his wife, Lori, of Butternut, and by his daughter, Chrissy Trimble, of Park Falls, and by his brother, Bob Trimble, of Loyal, by his sister, Jill Cook, of Lima, Ohio, by Mary Lisa McNellage, of Spicewood, Texas, and by Sharon Hargraw of Gilbert, Arizona, further survived by many nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters. Funeral service will be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, October 26th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation to be held Friday, October 25th at the church from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. with a prayer vigil at 7 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. Yeah, I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss-ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And we have volleyball getting underway today. Many teams are in action. Mercer has a bye. They are a number one seed. They'll get the winner of Northwood and South Shore. They are playing at the South Shore High School today. Butternut will get a home game today. They'll play host to Bayfield. The winner of that will take on Mellon at Mellon. Winter gets a bye. They are a number three seed. They'll get the winner of La Couderay at Drummond today. Solon Springs, meanwhile, the 7 seed will play host to Birchwood. The winner goes to Prentice. They are the 2 seed. That's all Division 5 and Division 4. Shawamigan with a home contest tonight. Go on down to the Park Falls Gym. Support your Screaming Eagles as they will take on Crandon tonight. The winner gets to travel to the number 1 seed, Wabino Leona. Abbotsford, meanwhile, they will play host to Washburn tonight. The winner will go to Rib Lake. They are the 4 seed. Colfax, the 7 seed, will play host to Hurley tonight. The winner of that game will come to Phillips to take on the Loggers. The Loggers have a bye this evening. In Division 2 action, you've got Hayward traveling to take on Ellsworth today. Abbotsford, the 11 seed, will hit the road. They take on Medford. And Lakeland is the number 9 seed, and they will go to Seymour tonight in girls tournament volleyball action. Sports Update is brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s today. Tonight, breezy, mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot cooler with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53. 98 Q Country.
Perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I? live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. And nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Here's new country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98 Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your. Over cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our songs. Now everybody around our town's been whispering. A tear in your eye says I should have been listening.
Give me the word and girl, I'm gone. Baby, it's
truck, big lift, old roads we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that. So let's change that, girl. Let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Kane Brown teaming up with Marshmello. Miles on it, 98Q Country. Joel here on a Tuesday, the 22nd of October. Hope you are well. Beautiful day yesterday. Another one coming up for you today. Some cooler weather in store for the rest of the week, but we're not done yet. Extended outlook kind of indicating some 60s are still in our forecast here as we get late in the weekend and probably into next week. It's our week of giving. We are focusing in on our local animal shelter, Catkins. What a blessing they have been to our community. Not only a place to take dogs and cats when they, whatever situation happens, there's a lot of different scenarios of why people can't have their animals anymore. From that side of it to the other side, which is you being able to adopt a cat or a dog, and it's been well cared for, and it's ready to, you know, ready to hit your family, you know, ready to make it happen. So CatkinsAnimalRescue.org is the website to check out all the animals available for adoption. And we are fundraising. They have had, in the last several months, they have been inundated with cats. They have a lot of cats, and they need more room. They need more room out there. Their goal is to add on, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, a lot about that, this Friday when Tanya and the folks from Catkins will stop by to talk about your local shelter. Now, we have, to kick off the week of giving, now, number one, we're encouraging you to give, if you could give $5 or $10 or maybe a little more, maybe you're a business and you want to donate to Catkins, you can pledge that. What's kind of nice is if you're a business, you pledge, go on the air, we'll talk about you, we'll give you a little, you know, a little plug on the air. It's always nice. So it's your way to give, and us to give a little something back to you also. I think I got a critter hanging out outside my window. Hang on just a second. I
I open up the window. Hang on just a second here. I'll be right back. Hang on. I don't mind. I guess there's somebody out there digging with a shovel. I'm not sure who it is. If it's, I don't want to know. So let's you know how sometimes at home or at work, you open up a window and all of a sudden you start hearing noises. You're like, what's that? Shovel. Okay, so we have a great list of items. Now, if you're able to give financially, that's fantastic. Fantastic. If you want to have a little fun and take a look at all the items we have up for bid, I believe the list is at close to 70 items. We have a lot of gift certificates. We have everything from quilts to, I'm not going to run through the gift certificates because those are at 98qcountry.com. We have several items that are listed that have not come in yet, but they are coming in. We have a lot of the gift baskets that are here in studio. We have a Green Bay Packer theme basket. We have some really cool little dog, handmade wooden dog dishes. You really need to go to 98qcountry.com under that Katkins fundraiser and take a look at the items, the complete list of items. We are accepting bids now, and we'll continue to do that. Once the process starts on Friday, once we get this thing going on Friday, we'll start closing out items throughout the day on Friday. So pay attention. Get your bids in before that, because some of that stuff may move out rather quickly on Friday. All right. We got a busy Tuesdays are always busy here. We'll talk a little bit with the Butternut Schools at 7:45. We got Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants in to talk about your money. And we got the coaches coming in. We'll hear from Coach Precor, Coach Morgan. And we'll also hear the Monday presser from Coach Matt LaFleur. It's our coaches show that gets going a little bit after 9 here this morning. And volleyball tournaments get underway today. Good luck to our Shawamigan girls. They have a home contest tonight. And go on down to the Park Falls Gyms. Cheer them on. 7 o'clock will be start time as they take on Crandon. Phillips has a bye, so they will not play. Butternut has a home contest also tonight. So good luck to them. Prentice has a bye. So we wish the best. We're going to be doing some volleyball coverage. Our Saturday night will be our first coverage of local volleyball. So stay tuned to see who's playing there. All right. It may be Phillips. It may be Shawamigan. We'll see after Thursday's game. But we will have regional final volleyball coverage coming up on Saturday night. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. Let's do that now with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's his 11th trip to the region since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, 2023. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel in hopes of reviving ceasefire talks following the killing of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. 2 weeks out from Election Day, Kamala Harris barnstorming with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump in North Carolina.
At his rally in Greenville, Trump promising mass deportations, vowing to invoke an 18th century law that allows officials to detain people from other countries that the U.S. is at war with. It was last used to justify Japanese internment during World War II.
Think of that. 1798. That's when we had real politicians that said, we're not going to play games. We have to go back to 1798.
A day after the New York Liberty won its first WNBA championship, the Players Union announced it's opting out of its collective bargaining agreement to demand higher...
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year.
I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday, October 31st at 8 p.m., it's Dig Deep Halloween at the Big Dipper. Dig Deep invites you to come throw down with them at the Big Dipper on Halloween. There'll be a costume contest and plenty of rowdy spirits. Don't miss this free show. Once again, this is Thursday, October 31st at 8 p.m. at the Big Dipper out on Shady Knoll Road. Then, Saturday, November 2nd at 11 a.m. through to 2 p.m., the Price Ice Wolves hockey teams invite you out to the Park Falls Recreation Arena to try hockey or figure skating for free. You can try hockey for free on Saturday, November 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can try figure skating for free on Sunday, November 3rd from 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. Once again, that's hockey for free on Saturday, November 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and figure skating for free on Sunday, November 3rd from 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. at the Park Falls Recreation Arena on 3rd Avenue North. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. Yeah, I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss-ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by First Hand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s today. Tonight, breezy, mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot cooler with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heartbreaking boots. You're one bad habit. I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns. Behind me like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state paid road, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper. Back on the interstate, otherwise sit tight and be nice and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing in me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. Tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
98 Q Country.
See how much of this pain I can kill. I went myself that I should quit, but I don't listen to drunks. I keep on sipping till I miss you, don't roll off my tongue.
Parker McCollum and 98Q in our week of giving with Katkins. More on the all the raffle items we have and such at 98QCountry.com under the Katkins fundraiser. Friday will be our featured day for that, as we have people in here from Katkins talking about the shelter and getting us all informed on what happens out there. Let's find out what's going on at the Butternut Schools. We have the administrator there, Carolyn Pollitt, nice enough to join us. Good morning, Carolyn. How you doing?
Morning. Yeah, I'm doing great.
We have a busy week at the Butternut School, I understand, so let's get people updated on what's happening there.
Yeah, we definitely do. Tonight, we are hosting the volleyball regional here on our home court. We'll be taking on the Bayfield Trollers. That's at 7 p.m. And tomorrow night, we have our last of nine informational referendum meetings, so I encourage our voters to come on out and get those facts. That vote is coming up quickly here on November 5th. That meeting's at 3:30 in the school library. And then, of course, the big hurrah is our haunted house, which, I mean, there were people here late last night getting all the details in place, and that starts Thursday, 6 to 9, and that's a family night, so it will be less scary. And then Friday and Saturday, 7 to 11, and the following weekend, November 1st and 2nd, also 7 to 11.
All right. I think we have Kendra, one of the students there, coming in tomorrow to talk with us a little bit more about that haunted house. It's turned into a great fundraiser and a fun event.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, lots going on. Then I also just wanted to take a minute and let our listeners know or remind them about the importance of reading. I did a little research. Well, we're always doing that here in schools. But just some things to share about the importance of talking and reading with your babies from birth to age three. 85% of the brain is developed by age three, and along with that, books contain many words that children are not likely to hear in regular conversation, and so actually they contain about 50% more words, and that just increases vocabulary and comprehension and understanding. And so knowing those two facts, you can see how important it is to get that reading in early. It really does make a difference once our kids start to learn those letters and sounds and put all that together. And that's on my mind today, Joel, because there's Act 20 is the name of the act, and it affects teachers and children in grades K through 3. And we'll see now how that early intervention, you know, makes just that whopping difference by grade 3.
Yeah, and continuing, and of course, even past that, with all the electronic stuff we have, even with the really young kids, it's just very important to focus on that reading part of it and not just watching Facebook Reels, right?
Yes. Yes, Yeah. Less videos, more words.
Exactly, exactly. Carolyn, we always appreciate you taking time to update us on what's happening at the Butternut School. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for the time. Have a great day.
You betcha. They join us, folks from the Butternut School, each Tuesday morning at 7:45, of course. We have our Shawamigan District Administrator, Kyle Cronin, who joins us on Thursdays at 7:45. Keyword for today, if you want to get in for our backyard barbecue, we had a few more qualifiers yesterday. The keyword today is Ross. Ross's Sports Shop is one of our sponsors of the backyard barbecue. Thanks to John and the folks down there for doing that. So Ross, R-O-S-S. Very simple one today. Some of you had a problem with the Warga one yesterday. I was looking at some of the... I get it. You didn't quite hear the words right, and I know you're busy doing stuff. You thought you heard, you know, warthog or whatever you heard. But today's an easy one, R-O-S-S. Everyone who has qualified for the backyard barbecue has received a text telling you that you are in. So if you didn't receive that text and you want to be a part of the backyard barbecue giveaway a week from tomorrow, everybody's going to win a prize, 5:30 at the Lanes on the 30th. It's very simple, very quick, in and out if you're busy and doing stuff that night. Someone's going to win a big grass gas grill, courtesy of the Lanes, and a backyard barbecue with you and 14 friends or 14 people. Hopefully you all get along. We'll bring the food. I'll be there. Gray will be there. And we'll have a lot of fun with the backyard barbecue. So if you want to get qualified, do it through the Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app. It's free. Onto your Android or iPhone, hit 98Q, hit text, and put the word Ross, R-O-S-S, and we'll see if we can't get you qualified for our backyard barbecue.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
This is Richard Polcher, candidate for the 68th Assembly seat. I've served on my village board. I've been a volunteer firefighter, a first responder, and an EMT basic. I've been operator in charge of our local wastewater treatment plant. I consider serving my community both a privilege and a duty. If elected, I will be your public servant.
Paid for by the Price County Democrats.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale. Some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So you can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Attention. If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
Like there ain't nothing left. You said my